Homeland Security and the Agriculture Department recently broke ground on a new national bio and agro defense facility. The Kansas-based facility is slated to open in 2022 and help USDA study animal-to-human diseases. For more on the facility, I spoke to Jamie Johnson, the director of the National Bio and Agro Defense Program at Homeland Security.
This facility is going to be the cutting-edge research facility that is going to be about protecting the United States food supply and the public health for our country.
Now, there has been some protection of the food supply until now. What facility will this replace, or what functions will it replace?
Correct. The Plum Island Animal Disease Center for over 60 years has been the front line for protecting our animal health research. They have been developing vaccines. They've been doing diagnostics to respond to potential outbreaks, and also for training for veterinarians that can go back to their states and they can better be prepared to recognize foreign animal diseases so we can respond accordingly.
And so what's the matter with Plum Island? Can't that be modernized, or is it the department decided to just start fresh?
There are several challenges with Plum Island. First, it is an old facility, it's aging, and we have spent a lot of money, DHS, upgrading it. But after a period of time, it makes more sense to build a brand new facility. Number two, we are limited by space there. There is not enough space to do all the research that we want. And number three, we really lack the proximity to research. It's very difficult to recruit researchers and scientists. And so those three challenges have led us to build this new facility in Kansas.
So what is the attraction of Manhattan, Kansas, in terms of research?
It is located in what we call the animal health corridor, where over 40% of the animal health companies in the world are located near the MBAP. It is also being built on the campus of Kansas State University, which has a lot of ongoing research that's very similar to the MBAP mission, large animals. They have a vet school that specializes in research in large animals. So we're very hopeful that we can leverage those capabilities to spur innovation, to develop an ecosystem where we're leveraging the best ideas to further our research.
Yeah, so Kansas State University is a center for this kind of research in its own right then, correct?
That's correct, yeah. And they've been cutting edge for a number of years.
And so describe what you envision the new facility to look like, the new National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. How big will it be and what will be inside it?
It will be quite big. It'll be over 550,000 gross square feet. It'll be a number of Walmarts put together, if it gives you a little bit of a perspective. And it will have a day in the life of MBAP. We'll have a training suite where we'll be training veterinarians from all over the world. And then in the labs next door, we'll be having ongoing vaccine trials to test out promising vaccines. We also have a new capability called the BSL-4 capability, which we do not have at Plum Island. And this capability will allow us to test what we call the zoonotic diseases, which go from animals to humans. And over 70% of the diseases that come out in today's world are zoonotic. And so we'll be able to have that capability, particularly to test for some of these new diseases that we do not know anything about. So we'll have a number of capabilities that we'll be able to put to use at the MBAP.
And are zoonotic diseases on the rise?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you look in the last 10 or 15 years, you see diseases that we didn't know that they came about, like SARS and MERS and avian influenza, and we expect that trend to continue.
So it's not just simply a matter of the food supply directly, but also of the greater issue of public health.
Exactly, exactly. This facility would do both. It's the foreign animal disease on the food supply, then the public health, and being able to mitigate that. And we call this concept the One Health as well. So by doing some research on the animal side, particularly the zoonotic, can help mitigate some of the public health.
And this facility will contain actual animals?
Yes, it will. It contains large livestock, and we will be able to research like foot and mouth disease, for instance. There's some of the zoonotic diseases that are called Nipah and Hendra viruses, some that we don't know about yet. They're prevalent in other parts of the world.
We're speaking with Jamie Johnson. He's director of the Bio and Agro Defense Program at the Homeland Security Department. And what other, we mentioned that the groundbreaking was attended by the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, and also Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture. So this is really a multi agency, interagency type of facility.
Absolutely. I mean, and currently at Plum Island, USDA is our main tenant. We work very, very closely with USDA, DHS does, to collaborate on the research plans. And USDA has the primary focus on the basic research, early stage research for the vaccines. And DHS is focused on transitioning that research to the marketplace. And so our partnership with USDA is very critical. That statement with Bill Sack and Secretary Johnson both attending the groundbreaking, I think, further made that point.
And what about the Plum Island staff? Will they all eventually be moving to Manhattan, Kansas?
Yes, all of the federal staff, both on the DHS and USDA at Plum Island, will be transitioning to Kansas. And for those that choose not to transition, we will hire out the remaining staff. And we're in the process right now of developing our transition plans. We recently had some meetings up in Plum Island to discuss those plans moving forward.
And what will happen to the Plum Island? They'll just knock it down or something? Or
the current statute and congressional law is to sell Plum Island. General Services Administration is helping us with that. There had been some movement by other parts of Congress to revisit that, but currently the plan is to sell Plum Island.
And earlier you mentioned the animal health companies in what's called the Kansas City Animal Health Corridor. So there's more there than simply the existence of Kansas State University, substantial as that is. Sounds like a lot of other organizations have clustered around that same university.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it really is a hotbed for animal health companies, not just in Manhattan, Kansas, but all the way to Kansas City and even to the other side of Kansas City. This was one of our highest criteria when we were selecting a site. We wanted to have that proximity to this research so we can leverage innovation. We can draw in the scientists and researchers to locate there and really to make it provide what we call the enduring capability for the next 50 or 75 years.
And how will it tie in, say, with the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, all of the other federal pieces of the apparatus?
That's a great question. We're going to partner with the Center for Disease Control and National Institutes for Health, particularly on the zoonotic disease public health aspect. They do have a role in that. And so we're partnering very closely with CDC and HHS, particularly how we can best use the research base for the biosafety level 4.
And will the scientists there, do they study what specifically? The origin of diseases? Do they come up with cures for them? I mean, what is the objective of the research they do?
Absolutely. The objective is to come up with what we call countermeasures, specifically vaccines that can be used to either prevent the disease from spreading or help us to recognize the disease in animals. So vaccine development is primary. So we test out different vaccines. One of the unique things at this facility, we're going to have what we call a pilot vaccine testing module. We'll test out vaccines that hold promise, and the ones that hold promise, we can actually help accelerate the into production by industry and shorten that timeline.
And speaking of Manhattan, Kansas itself, what are some of the attractions out there? I guess there must be a football team connected with the college.
There is. I mean, there's a lot of attractions. It's a great college town, but it is a vibrant research community in agriculture, in animal health. The veterinary school is out there. They just got a new dean of the vet school. And so there's a lot of vision and current ongoing research in the ag area. We're talking about how we can collaborate. I should mention there's also the Biosecurity Research Institute, which is a laboratory that's right next door to our lab, and there we currently have some agreements with them and Plum Island to do research on some foreign animal diseases in advance of the MBAP coming online.
And will you be moving out there yourself, or you're a headquarters guy?
I am. I will have the opportunity to move in 3 or 4 years, but at this point, I'm leaving that open.